Well, things are about to dry out and heat up very shortly. March has been an intensely crazy month. And as I record this on March the 16th, the Pisces confusion energy with all this energy squaring, Mars, the ruler of Aries, has just been crazy. It's chaotic. We don't know what's coming out where, and the weather's been wild. I did predict in my March video that it was going to be a wild month. Well, things are going to start to shift. So, in this video, I'm going to look first quickly at Mercury's journey through Aries. Because it's very quick journey. So I want to give you a quick overview of that. And then I want to look at the equinox chart, for the sun entering Aries. The very next day we have an Aries new moon, and I've also done an Aries new moon video, which you can link to at the end, or you can find it amongst my videos under or if you're listening on the audio, you can find it on the podcasts as well for the Aries new moon. But this one's going to be special, and we're going to look at the Aries ingress chart for Washington, DC. And if I get time, I'm maybe going to look at London too, because the Aries ingress chart really kind of gives the vibe for the following 3 months in the place where it's set. So you can also do one for your own as well, but I don't have time to look at every city in the globe, of course. So let's dive into Mercury in Aries. Mercury's moving into the sign of Aries on March the 19th, so the day before the equinox. And it will only be there until April the 3rd. So it's a real whistle-stop tour, because Mercury's moving really fast, having just as we speak, having its a superior conjunction with the sun, where it disappears behind the sun. Mercury is always moving at real speed when it does that. And it will start to slow down as it moves into Taurus, because it's going to head towards another retrograde. But the speed through the time through Aries is really short. So what's that? That's only 12, 15 days, 2 weeks and a day of Mars in Aries. And it's not going to all be plain sailing. So let's have a quick look at the astrology of that. And then I'll tell you about the major aspects for Mercury's journey through. So Mercury enters the sign of Aries on March the 19th, Sunday, March the 19th, at 12:24 a.m. Eastern time. And so you can adjust for your time zones. Now, you would think that that would be like Mercury is our mind, our communication, it's the news. You think that would be all very Aries, like drive forward, clarity, all that kind of thing. However, Mercury is combust the sun. It's still under the beams of the sun, which means Mercury's burned out and being reborn behind the sun. And Mercury will not actually emerge from under those beams of the sun until March the 27th. So we've got the first 8 days of Mercury moving through Aries. The mind is still burned out, the news is still burned out. Our thoughts are not clear because they're kind of dazzled by the light of the sun. When the sun moves into Aries the next day, there may be a little bit more clarity, but we've got to think that Mercury, from our perspective, is still combust and a little bit slippery. So bear that in mind. Now, the first aspect we get when Mercury moves into the sign of Aries. So Mercury is going to be conjunct Chiron. Okay. So that's the 26th, the day before Mercury emerges from under the sun. I'm only looking at the very major aspects. So you think about this. Oh, let's have a look. Oh, I hadn't quite got that right. Bear with me. But it is the 26th still. Mercury is gonna emerge out from under the beams of the sun the day after this. But Mercury first meets Chiron while still just kind of dupping under the beams of the sun, just maybe kind of emerging a little bit. And it's going to kind of hit our inner shaman. We've been in this deep underworld journey for most of March with all this intense Piscean energy. And now we've got this Aries energy of rebirth, but it's not going to pick up right away. All right. It's not going to be like a horse out of a gate, to be quite honest. So that's the first major aspect. On the 26th, Mercury conjunct Chiron. There may be some news about some collective wounds, but also kind of like, this is me, I stepping into being my inner healer. And that's what I truly believe that we can be through the use of connection with the cosmos. And I use shamanic work, meditation does it too, but it's connecting in with your own inner healer. And in Aries, it's very much about I am and who I be. So think about that. Then the other aspect, the next one, is Mercury is going to conjunct expansive Jupiter. Now that's when things will really pick up because Mercury is now just out from under the beams of the sun, no longer combust. Mercury and Jupiter will meet at 18 degrees and 13 minutes of the sign of Aries on March the 28th, and there could be some big news then. If you think about the energy of it, Mercury's been combust behind the sun. Things have been slippery, not clear, unclear. This could be the day. And you think of Jupiter being kind of the law, really, natural law, and judges and so on. Maybe that's the day, March 28th, when we're going to get some big news about indictments and things. Fingers crossed. Because I was just listening to a video that said on the Georgia grand jury that there could be 12 people charged with what they've found. And the jurors are speaking out, which means they've been allowed to speak out in Georgia. And they're saying, what they found out was so big and so disturbing that some days they would go and sit in their cars and cry at the end of the day. So, the wheels of justice move slowly, but I'm recording this on March the 16th. This is only 12 days from me recording this, so maybe that's the day that we'll get some big news released. Then Mars will conjunct Mercury will conjunct Vesta. And Vesta is our inner flame. So at a personal level, this could mean you kind of really thinking about your inner flame, what you stand for, what you're committed to. But Vesta is also the state. So coming 2 days after the conjunction with Jupiter, really, it's all kind of all happening together. That's going to be interesting too. And then Mercury is still under the beams of the sun and combust, so my tongue is all like blah, blah. Mercury will conjunct Eris on March the 31st. Okay, and Eris is the table shaker and the revealer of corruption of the elites, and that's going to be an interesting day as well. And then that's it. Mercury moves into Taurus on April the 3rd. So it's a whistle-stop tour, but I think it's going to be quite big. If you think about March the 27th, Mercury emerging, kind of blinking from under the beams of the sun, ready to give the news, ready to communicate, ready to start something new. That's going to be quite astounding. Okay. So now let's look at the sun's ingress into Aries, which is on March the 20th. And we're just going to look at this chart then. And remember, this chart will kind of set the vibe for about 3 months coming till the summer solstice, particularly, or the solstice, depending which hemisphere you're in. Now, this one is looking at the chart for Washington, D.C. So this is really for the U.S. And first thing I notice is that on the ingress, which is incidentally International Astrology Day, so yay astrology on the equinox, we have a Virgo rising, which is Mercury ruled, and we have a Gemini midheaven, which is Mercury ruled, and Mercury is under the beams of the sun, still combust. And this is in the seventh house of open enemies, but it's also kind of marketing and how we compromise ourselves for others. I think this energy is really interesting, especially with Mercury ruling this, the news and contracts and communication and all that kind of thing. There could be some negotiations going on that we don't see that could emerge within the next 3 months. And that kind of ties in with what I was saying about Mercury and Aries. Another thing I find really interesting, though, in this chart is that Centaur Nessus, who I've been studying, is, I'm going to say, angular, right on the descendant on the house of open enemies. And the moon is generally the people in mundane astrology. And Nessus and the moon are conjunct in Pisces. And Nessus reveals abuses of power. And Nessus is at 16 degrees, which is the degree that we had a Virgo, Pisces. Yeah, a Virgo, sorry, Virgo full moon 2 weeks before this, just about. And so I really think, you know, this kind of indicates that in the next 3 months, there's going to be some big revelations about abuses of power. And it's kind of a bit hidden at first on the Aries ingress, but it's going to come out as the season progresses. We've also got all this Aries stuff in the eighth house, which is really kind of a very hidden place, but it's also about power and manipulation, the eighth house, and things that have been deeply hidden. And remember what I just said about Mercury going through all this, conjunct Chiron, conjunct Jupiter, conjunct Vesta, conjunct Eris. Things are going to get interesting. Okay. Finally, as well, we have the North Node moving back into that eighth house, which is also going to reveal things. I think in the US, I think some of these investigations and so on that are ongoing are going to be revealed in the next 3 months, very much so. Okay. I'm not going to go into all kinds of detail, but I think news is going to be big because we have a Mercury ruled ascendant and a Mercury ruled midheaven coming up. One other thing, though, that we do have is Mars at 27 degrees Gemini, unleashed from the cage of his retrograde, but still in Gemini, still at peak declination, out of bounds, conjunct asteroid Chaos. So I think things are still going to be chaotic. We've also got Venus conjunct the North Node. That can be a bit tricky with finances, especially in the sign of Taurus, because that is about money and things. So I can see the stock market being wild, at least, and so on and so forth. And truths kind of revealed about unstable institutions with Uranus in the sign of Taurus in the ninth house. So it's really kind of a big season ahead. All right. So I'm going to now edit this and we're going to have a look at London. I'm sorry, I do not have time to look at every city in the world. So we're going to go to London and get to the Aries ingress. Yeah. Okay. So London, UK, you have Scorpio rising with the south node in Scorpio, on right on the ascendant, and the north node over here, Venus. I think there's going to be some big kind of financial news going on for you, in a big way. And again, this south node is kind of about revealing different kinds of abuses of power. And you've got Leo on the midheaven, which is kind of interesting because you're going to get a new king crowned during this quarter that this is launching. And Leo being the sign of royalty. However, looking at the rest of this chart, I think there's going to be some chaos around shared resources coming up as well, through this. Aries is in the fifth house, which is also royalty. This is all screaming to kind of Charlie Boy taking the throne or being officially crowned in the throne. And Mercury's combust there, though, as well. So what is he hiding? What is he going to say? Also, the moon and Nessus that I talked about with the USA is in the fifth house of royalty. I've always thought that Charles is a secret reformer. What is he going to come out with once he's really seated in power? That's going to be interesting as well, I think. And it's going to shake up your international relations in a very different way, I think, coming in to the new year, the astrological new year. So I just wanted to give you a quick overview. Aries is very fast moving, so I'm not going to go into huge detail, but kind of wanted to give you a little bit of an overview of what's coming on. One thing I will mention for the UK is that this is definitely in terms of leadership and who rules the country. Things are going to come out, okay, and they may not always be pleasant. And I think finances and shared contractual finances with some other countries like the EU and so on and so forth could be a little bit volatile as well, okay, and chaotic. Some deals are still being struck. Some of the fallout from Brexit is still coming through, and that's going to be a bit of a highlight as well. All righty. So I hope you enjoyed this. This is a different thing for me. I've always kind of looked at the ingress chart, but not applied it as much to mundane astrology or the astrology of countries. So I hope, it kind of gives you a little bit of a guide of what you've got coming up. So until next time, please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and enjoy my Aries outfit that I bought. One, when Jupiter was conjunct Venus in the sign of Aries, I looked at my closet. I was like, I need more red. And so I bought this sweater. And so there you go. This is my Aries treat. Much love. I will see you next time.